Few pieces of Baltimore history are revered more by more people than that snowy night in March 1984 when the Mayflower moving vans took away their precious Colts, uniforms, records, trophies, and oh, the pain of it, the precious memorabilia, helmets, jerseys, plaques, photos, winning game footballs, a treasure trove from the dream years when the Baltimore Colts ruled the world. But the feisty mayor, William Donald Schaefer, did not take the history-changing event lying down. He fought with all his noise-making capability and let it be known that he was thinking of suing Colt owner Robert Irsay on the grounds that the Colts fell under eminent domain laws, arguing that the city had the right to take over private property for public use. The news infuriated Irsay, not that he thought Schaefer and Baltimore had a case, but that they could put the new Indianapolis Colts into the courts, causing delay and embarrassment. Irsay called trusted and former Baltimore County executive Ted Venatoulis to mediate with Irsay's lawyer, Michael Chernoff. And here another story begins. Venatoulis recalls, "There was no place in Baltimore beyond the peering eyes of the local press, and so we decided we would meet secretly in Washington. Irsay arranged for a series of luncheons at the posh and quite expensive Hay Adams Hotel. In the talks, Irsay won some, and our side won some. But what we won big was the entire collection of Colt memorabilia. So back to Baltimore, all of it came, and now on permanent display at the Baltimore Sports Legend Museum at Camden Yards." But Ted Venatoulis says he walked away from those expensive Irsay-arranged luncheons with one last in-your-face gotcha zinger. He says, "Well, the checks were very, very expensive, so I made Irsay pay for them. I told him it was a penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct."